and you're listening to the Faptacular 1 Hour Special Podcast. I must say, listening to the show on Roll Hypnol makes it much more enjoyable. I know a friend who makes the pills. Just give me a call. Now, last week, we started a little initiative on the show to get young kids into porn because, you know, it's a serious issue. I mean, you know, I'm babysitting and what they're watching Arthur. Come on, that's time that could be spent...
watching porn.
Exactly. God damn it. Now, we started, you know, the Wank Bank last week where you submit some material that kids might like. Maybe Pikachu and lingerie. We got no submissions. This is a disgrace. Sailor Moon, you know. Come on, what is this?
Well, I'm personally a fan of Yu-Gi-Oh. Remember when Yu-Gi-Oh was
come
in
on.
Grade 6?
Duck that Magician shit, girl. How hot was she?
That went off. I remember some kid when I was in year 9 was just like, you know, we're doing maths or something on the computers. Just types in Yu-Gi-Oh porn. What was that?
Come on, Ben 10. Kids are into that. Let's make it to porn. Now, I cannot believe it. No submissions to the Wank Bank.
None. I don't even think...
Admittedly, I didn't submit anything either. But,
well, that's because that you have your personal Wank Bank.
the Julius Reed Wank Bank. You it's all Asian
that,
porn,
you
so...
You don't want to give that shit out, man.
No, because kids can't, you know... divulge why are the tentacles coming towards the anyway we did the Wank Bank, no submissions. I mean, we've even started our very own website. If you just go to radiomonash.com/hotandsteamy for kids, nothing, not even one view.
I don't actually think they gave us like the, I think they may have shut it down straight away.
They probably I mean, a couple of police requests, but that, come on. Don't tell me you wouldn't go to. I mean, I tell
I've
my neighbors
been,
kids.
I was the first member. I was a fan on Facebook. I was everything.
you were, you know, all part of it. So I mean, what we do, the whole point of Hot and Steamy for Kids, kind of like the Wank Bank, you know, we've just got porn for kids. You know, there's
That's
young
exactly
Hilary
what
Duff.
You need. Exactly what you need.
Young
on the
Hilary
website.
Duff before she went all anorexic.
Back in her Lizzie McGuire days. The
Lizzie
good
McGuire
days of
the
Hilary
good
Duff.
Stuff. Not the, oh, look, it's a skeleton. Oh, wait, no, it's Hilary Duff. And also, you know, as I said before, just the cartoon characters in lingerie. Nothing. I cannot believe this.
Maybe people are into, like, actual people porn, you know, not
well,
cartoons.
Well, they're kids, Tom. We gotta think at a lower level here.
Oh, okay, yeah. of course. Tom. Sorry.
You don't want to get the real stuff. You got to start them off with the basic shapes. And
okay, well, when did you start? When was your first time
I
with
started
porn?
When I was 6, Tom.
When you
were 6? I was still learning the cognitive... I know, 6 seems young, but, you
it
know...
It is young. It's incredibly
start.
Young.
It's kind of like, you know, you start alcohol when you're 5, right? So then when you get to 18, you build up a tolerance. And so it's all good. That's what I'm going to tell my kids.
How much does it take you to drink to get drunk now that you've been drinking
a
since
couple
you were 5?
A couple bottles of vodka.
Oh, okay. And then you just
about a liter of absinthe, which is about 90% alcohol. And, you know, sure, we've been getting some, you know, the human rights groups have been catching on to us.
I got brick thrown through my house last night.
I know. That might have been me, actually. Sorry, I just wanted to...
Why? Why well, throw
I
a brick
I called you on
house?
The phone, you didn't pick up, so I
You just
I
thought,
threw a brick.
You know, I could... You're right near my house, you could go up and knock on the door.
I could, but I just got to practice my brick throwing. It's detrimental. And Tom, when did you start?
When did I start? Well, I was a bit later. I was about 6.5.
Six and a half.
So, like, you know, you're disgusting.
Yeah.
I pulled it back a little. You know, I had friends that got into it at 5, and
you
I was like,
you waited till you start talking to girls, and then
exactly.
You had, you know, real influence.
You know, as soon as I noticed that girls were different to boys, you know, maybe when I was young, I thought, you know, I saw my cousin naked, and
well,
I thought
Tom.
She just tucked it away.
What?
True yes. story, everyone out there.
True story. If you just tune out, Fox, do a wonderful job. What's on now? Fifi show?
No, that's not on to the afternoon, man. That's later on.
Talking about kids
well,
and
we,
porn.
We do have another, we have an initiative that we're trying to put through.
An event, almost.
Yes, the Victorian Schools Porn and Sex Awareness Week.
Yes.
You know, we're trying to push this because we are advocates.
I know.
For
and we are no
things.
Way making money from this at all.
No,
we just, it's
no,
goodwill.
Not at all.
Goodwill, that's what it's about.
Well... We're trying at the moment to set up a big week. You know, got some high name acts coming in, like Eminem.
Yeah,
for one.
Who doesn't want to see? Kids love Eminem.
Everyone loves Eminem, and obviously Eminem loves sex.
Exactly. Obviously, his themes touch with kids, like you know, shooting up drugs and that song Purple Pills. Everyone loves that. Kids love that song.
And then there's also Chingy's going to be here.
Oh,
everyone
Chingy.
Remember Chingy?
Oh, Chingy.
When he was hanging at the Holiday Inn. You know
oh,
what he
yeah.
was doing there?
What happened to the Holiday Inn? No one's going there anymore.
But everyone's at the Holiday Inn. Chingy.
I don't even know where Chingy. Is it?
I don't know. That's
anyway,
probably...
Chingy.
Snoop Dogg will also be there to talk about abstinence.
And people think Snoop Dogg doesn't... He's an expert on abstinence.
Yeah,
he knows so much about
it. He turns girls from abstinence to dirty whores.
which isn't a good thing. Of course, if you are a dirty whore listening, please stop, because you're a bad influence on the kids. You know, do porn instead. At least you're earning real money. So we got some wonderful events, activities happening for the week. Because, you know, people aren't just going to turn up, you know, want to listen to Tom talk about, you know, how big his dick is. No one wants to hear that, right?
It's pretty big.
It's
pretty big.
It's pretty big. I'm struggling. It's for struggling to fit it in the studio. We've had to keep the door open a bit just to kind of a bit of leeway.
Sorry about the smell as well. You know the smell? Everyone knows the smell.
You can smell it from miles away, including Menzies' room, Menzies' building, if you're listening on campus. Now, we've got some wonderful activities and giveaways.
Yes.
Activities first, of course, because, you know, everyone wants to know the activities. We've got Jack Off Rally.
The Jack Off Rally, my favorite type of rally.
It's so good. I don't know what it is, but it sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it?
Yes.
You're jacking off, there's a rally. I don't know what's with the rally, but there's jacking off.
It's like a race, but in a more exciting word.
I know. Absolutely. Except you're jacking off. Also, this is a wonderful initiative brought by the... I can't formally promote this, but allegedly the Brumby government last term. They were pushing it, and so I thought, you know, let's continue it. Cooking classes for women in their very own kitchen so they can, you know, grow up to be productive members of society. Because at the moment, you've got too many whores, strippers like Tom's girlfriend. And, you know,
none of that. None of that. Come on.
And so, yeah, to stimulate real-life conditions, women will be chained to their assigned kitchens for months on end. We want it to be realistic. Why? Because on the whole porn thing, boys don't want to go out with a girl who's a bit free, bit out there.
No, not at all. They want a girl that's drugged up on Rohypnol and is vulnerable.
And it's a little bit vulnerable. That's what it's about. Oh,
and every child that comes along to these will get a gift bag. It's a gift bag.
Who doesn't want it?
It just goes on and on. This is great. A limited edition bottle of Disney lube. Signed by Buzz Lightyear himself.
Wow. How's that, kids? unfortunately, the bottle is empty. Not only cutting costs, because, you know, lube's expensive. But also because we want kids to experience it rough for their first time.
Yes. Kids are way too soft.
Way too soft. Bloody everything's padded down for kids' safety. We don't want that. We want them to go hard on.
And or just to chuck it in, just to be safe, we have a pregnancy testing kit. Just in case Billy was on the broken condoms.
That's also in the gift bag. So don't use the broken condoms in
Why
the gift
would
bag,
you give
please.
The broken condoms in a gift bag?
Tom, I don't know. Please, it's just, you know, come on.
Okay.
Just go with it, man. All right.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Free. Okay. Who doesn't want free things, Tom?
I love free things.
Exactly. Except your girlfriend, she costs quite a lot of money, apparently.
You have to stop saying things about my girlfriend.
Stop it, man. She's a nice person when she's not drunk and, you know,
she's probably nice.
Things.
She's
continue, Julius. But also, the fun doesn't stop there, Tom, because people thinking, you know, gift bag, that's all and well. Activities.
Yes.
Come on, you know,
what else could we give them?
One lucky winner in all of Victoria.
Okay.
Of course, you have to be aged between 5 and 11.
Five and 11.
Don't want any dodgy 12-year-olds coming claiming to be year sixes. God, don't you hate? It's like toolies at schoolies.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
God, bloody high school.
So
kids.
What? We have one chosen winner. Will win some amazing prize.
They will win their very own Symbian, as endorsed by Gianna Michaels. Of course.
So just for everyone that's at home and doesn't know what a Symbian is, please just fill
them in.
In
fact, we have our very own. The thing with the Symbian, it's very. Go to Google because you're listening online. If your parents
maybe,
are in the house.
In the break, I'll probably search it and give you a definition.
It's sex machine for kids because they need it. They need it because kids, I mean, their hands are too small. You know what I'm saying? They can't grasp. There's no grip.
Yeah, exactly.
They need the symbiote.
See, also for guys, there's the fleshlight. You know the fleshlight?
I believe my uncle co-invented the fleshlight.
Oh, man.
And I was the first one to test it out. No, that's the Porn for Kids initiative.
You really didn't dress up for the show.
I know. I'm usually in Melbourne CBD, you know, touch my lucky feet for $10. No one comes up except the police, which is, you know, that's a little disturbing.
Did they touch your feet?
Yeah, the police came up to me to touch my feet. That was they weren't arresting me.
So that was just coincidence that it was the police that decided to touch your feet.
So I thought, you know, donate some money. You know, it's kind of like charity, only it's a better cause, I think.
Yeah,
kids dying in Africa, big deal. It happens all the time. You know, two guys struggling on radio, never happens. And so you can help us out for once, you know, do something useful.
Yeah,
with
okay.
Their useless lives.
You 26 followers.
Now, for $10, this is amazing. And this is just for $10.
Just for $10.
You get to go out on a date with my mum.
That's awesome.
She's
I've always
single,
wanted to go out on a date with your mum.
You know, divorced. which, you know, if you want
to... And for everyone playing at home, there isn't a dad that's in jail. Julius, you know, hasn't seen his dad in a long time.
Hasn't
so
fled
don't have to worry.
Tax haven somewhere. And so, you know, if you want a vulnerable woman, nice, but vulnerable.
King. Speaks very...
Speaks Chinese.
Yes,
you know,
it's multilingual.
If you love her long time, you know what I'm saying? If
she
you like
will
a bit of the Oriental.
Long time back.
If you like a bit of lemon chicken, you know what I'm saying?
I've never had lemon chicken in your house.
Lemon chicken's not even a Chinese dish. Who the fuck puts lemons in chickens? Anyway,
well, I get it from the Chinese shop.
But here's the thing. Maybe you think my mother, if you've seen pictures of her, thinking,
maybe
I don't want to do it.
We'll post a picture later of her on Facebook.
Along with her disgusting feet. See where she got the genetics from.
And also, just I might add, she's a painter, so she can paint nude portraits of you.
Yeah, and of herself, if that's, you know.
And do it. Just
yeah, right. and of course, she can... paint a picture of maybe your favorite celebrity, poke a hole in, you know, you get a, you know, kind of like the cardboard cut out of Miley Cyrus.
You don't even need
room.
To go to the sex shop.
Exactly.
It's just not even not needed at all.
Yes. So also, maybe you're thinking, yeah, as I mentioned, my mum, not great. Tell you what, I'll go on a date with your mum. You see, keep her up to date. You know what I'm saying?
That's brilliant. Brilliant. You're a genius, man.
That's just $10.
What can you get for $50 then?
$50,
man?
You get a well, it's not quite free. You do have to pay the $50. But you get the Faptacular 1 hour special branded dildo worth worth $51.
That's a dollar saving.
Well, actually, no, you're paying a dollar more.
Because you've got to pay the $51.
Yeah, the $51.
Ah, yeah, true.
But still, I mean, you know.
That's a good deal.
It's a good deal.
I think it's a good deal. How much is it worth on the market?
Well, it's actually just a severed Chinese finger because, you know, it's cheaper when you do things in China because,
yes,
you know,
yep, yep.
You just sever the
yes,
you know,
definitely.
The small child, you know, maybe of a daughter. No one wants them. And so that's for $50.
Yes.
Now,
and $100. $100. $100.
The big 100.
The big hunch.
It's going to, you know, if you're at uni, it's going to take you weeks to get anywhere near 100.
Yeah.
Let alone $10. I don't know how you're going to afford this, but if you're really dedicated, you got to do it for $100. We come over to your house and we trash the shit out of the place while you watch.
How fun is that?
How fun is it?
For
and you
us.
Can even join in. You know, you can smash, you can choose what items you want to smash.
Maybe your parents, you know, didn't let you go out to that great party on the weekend. So you go and you smash the
you
shit,
smash
out,
the
of
shit
their...
out of your house and their furniture. And just, it's so much fun. We have a lot of fun. I don't know about you, but we certainly have a lot of fun.
Even though sometimes we do get the address wrong.
Yeah, that can be troublesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what, 50% of the time?
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about
it. 60-40?
Yeah, 60-40. Sometimes we get your neighbours. You know, sometimes, you know, a 2 can look like an 8. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Get confused.
Exactly.
It's so easy.
28 looks like 64 sometimes. numbers, they all look
the time.
Same.
Remember that time when, you know, number 1, we accidentally went to 25? That was just, I cannot believe that. Anyway.
And we also do workplaces and weddings.
We do workplaces and weddings. You know, because women, you know, they want their wedding to be perfect.
Well, exactly.
Maybe you hate the person you're going to...
Maybe you're the best man and you hate the wife.
I know. Maybe it's your ex. You're going to your ex's wedding, right? You think, fuck that bitch. I'm just going to, you know, fuck it up. Well, hell, call us. Well, actually, no. Donate the
$100. No, yes. You know, I'll tell you how to become a member. You send. Please send us all your bank account details and credit card details.
Yes.
This includes your PIN number and password because we are the real deal here.
Don't forget the security code. At the
yes,
back.
Yes,
that
exactly.
Is very
we need
important.
That. All credit card details are needed.
Yes.
To our email address, which is tfohs@hotmail.com.
Hotmail, you know, it's pretty legitimate, I think.
I think it's pretty legitimate.
You know, Bill Gates at Hotmail, he uses Hotmail. He's, you know, obviously a big
and,
man.
Or even if you don't have Hotmail or you don't like emails, just post all your details on our Facebook wall.
Absolutely.
Because then everyone can see. Me and Jules don't have to log in.
I know.
We can just see
it
on the
so
wall.
So much easier to help you and us. So how many members have we got in the past 10 minutes?
That would be... One new like.
Shout out
to Kimberly Vu from Loretto College.
And also 5 minus 5 likes.
Yes.
So we gained one, but we lost 5.
But
I'd like to think
we gained one.
We gained one.
We did.